Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Roland. I'm your host. I'm the director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. And today we're going to have some common sense counseling right here on the air. Welcome, everybody. I'm glad you were able to stop by. This is a very important program. I'm going to do something. You've heard of open mic. You know, different hosts will suddenly have open mic where they just take any calls. They don't have a particular topic. They take calls. Well, this program is similar to that, but the only thing, instead of taking calls, I turn on the microphone and I speak to you heart to heart. It's like a fireside chat. You know, if you had a good grandpa or a good uncle, a good, very wise aunt, someone who had some white hair, they had some age, so they were somewhat wise, and they'd been around a while, and they loved you, but not with an emotional love. They didn't want anything from you, but from a distance, they had a disinterested love for you. They cared about you as a person. They didn't want anything from you. See, wouldn't that be nice? Well, if you stop to think about it, that's exactly what you get here. See, I've been around for quite a while. I'm in my 60s now. I've got some white hair. I've done a lot of things, studied a lot of things, learned a lot. And I've been helping people deal with emotional issues, life issues, relationship issues now for 25 years. And I have a disinterested love for you. I buy the airtime to the station. That's right, I actually pay out of my own pocket to buy airtime on the station and also on the internet. So I buy airtime so that I bring you this message. So I have a disinterested love for you. I do this as a volunteer. I don't get any benefit. Of course, I get some happiness when somebody is helped by me, of course. But that's all. The people that I help, I never meet them. I don't even communicate hardly with them, only perhaps they will write to me and say thank you, and you know, your meditation helped me, you know, that sort of thing. Sometimes they'll send a little donation to help me stay on the air. Other than that, they appreciate me from the distance, and I'm glad to help them from the distance. That way it's not sticky, it's not emotional, see? It's not clingy, it's not needy. It's just good old-fashioned, advice, if you will, that can be of help to you. Now, let's talk about life. Let's talk about life. The biggest problem we all have is we get upset too easily. That's your biggest problem, is that you get upset too easily. You become emotional. And when you become emotional, you make mistakes in one of two ways. I mean, you make a lot of mistakes, but basically in two different ways. Number one, you become upset and angry, or upset and angry and then unhappy. See, upset, angry, and then depressed. And say the wrong thing and do the wrong thing under the spell of those emotions. See, you say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, and then your life takes a turn for the worse because you said the wrong thing and did the wrong thing. See what I mean? And then you blame yourself, more than likely, and blame the other people, and then you become emotional and unhappy about that, and you again say and do the wrong thing. Okay, so that's one way. And then the other way is that you look for love, and then you get involved in sticky emotional relationships with people, and it becomes addictive, and you become dependent. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of the myths and mysteries of marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of the myths and mysteries of marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Hello, this is Roland. You're listening to my program, and I'm offering you some help here. It's like we were having a nice conversation. I don't really know you, and you don't know me, and yet I can be honest. I don't have to walk around on eggshells and be afraid that I'm going to offend you, I just basically speak the truth. See, and you hear it, and there's no pressure. There's no pressure. See, I don't want anything from you. I don't need anything from you. See, you can turn the radio off anytime you like. No pressure. See how nice that is? All right. So if I say something, it makes sense, good. If it doesn't make sense to you for some reason, then so be it. Now, we're talking about getting upset. And I said people get upset, they get angry. See, a lot of us have an anger problem. We get angry at people and resentful, angry and resentful. Then we say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. Then we feel guilty for being angry because, you know, we're not supposed to be angry, not supposed to be resentful. So now we're extra nice to them to make up for the guilt. See, instead of just quietly realizing in our heart that we blew it and that it was wrong to be angry and being sorry in our heart, instead we try to salvage our pride and salvage everything by rushing out to try to make them think we're nice. See what I mean? To get their approval, to make up for the guilt that we have for being angry at them or resenting them. So we go out and we're too nice to them, and then they take advantage again, maybe, see? And then we resent them all over again. So you see, that's kind of like love and hate, right? So we hate them, and then we feel guilty, and then we love them, and then they take advantage, and then we hate them. And see, a lot of relationships are like that. It can devolve into abuse and violence. It does. A lot of relationships devolve into abuse and violence because that's what they're founded on wrong emotions. See? So you see how that works. So then we feel, because we're angry, see, then after the anger and the resentment, after the anger and the resentment, or just the resentment, see, then we judge other people. We judge them. So we're angry, resentful, and judgmental, so we don't feel good about ourselves, so we feel bummed out about that, depressed about that, and we resent other people even more for making us that way, to try to make ourselves blameless, we blame them. See, so we keep blaming them, and then when that doesn't work, then we blame ourselves. We're always blaming somebody, or we blame God, see? So we go around blaming, and we don't feel right about that. See? All right, so now, because we're angry and resentful at ourselves, at other people, or at God, we feel what? Empty. See, when you become angry and resentful, it makes you empty because you cut yourself off from your own inner ground of good. So you have to get some of my books and my meditations. You have to get some of my books and meditations so you can read up on this and understand. But basically we have a fount within. A fountain. Remember Christ said that if you love him and he loves you, see, and he will come to you, and he will become like a fountain of living waters. See? Well, right now, what? You feel empty. You don't feel his love. You don't feel God's love. You don't even know if God exists sometimes. And if he does, you feel very far away. Why? Because you're angry and resentful. It cuts you off from God. It cuts you off from good. It cuts you off from your own inner ground of being, from which could come love and creativity and a healing balm, you know, a balm that will soothe your emotions and bring you peace of mind. See, you hear about these things. You hear about the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. You hear about may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. You hear these beautiful things. Read them in the Bible. You think they are so beautiful. But you haven't experienced those, because you're making some very simple little mistakes, so you're not even getting to first base. That's your problem. So I'm helping you. I'm explaining where you go wrong. And where you go wrong is by becoming resentful, see, and blaming other people, see, and judging other people, or turning the blame and judgment on yourself. Okay? But once you become resentful and angry, then the anger kind of takes over. See, the emotions take over. It'd be better not to become emotional in the first place. So that's your problem. See, then you're out of control. You're like a runaway, I don't know, like a... Have you ever seen these shopping carts when you're out, you know, at the shopping grocery store? They have a big parking lot and have all these shopping carts. And then sometimes on a windy day, for example, one of the carts will break loose. There it goes, a runaway shopping cart. And then you think, oh no, and you watch it, and then it bangs into a car. See, unless somebody catches it. Well, a lot of us were just out of control. Our runaway emotions. When you see people that are having a psychotic break, when you see people who are in crisis, see, when you people are having thoughts of hurting themselves and so on, you know, the common denominator is always emotions. They're way too emotional. And how about people who are angry? Have you ever tried to confront somebody that's angry? They won't listen to reason. They will not. They cannot listen to reason in their emotional state. See? So you have to, you know, if you can help people weather the crisis and get over their emotion, their bout of emotions, then you might be able to talk to them. See? You try to keep them from hurting themselves or hurting anyone else during their bout of emotion and then after. But see, some people then use emotions to control other people. You know, the dad has a short fuse, or when dad is drinking, then he's violent and angry, so you don't dare say anything, see? Or when mom is, you know, hasn't been taking her meds or something, and so now she's acting really angry, and, you know. So you see how people use their emotions, and then they upset you. So here's what I want to say, and that is that I'd like to help you to learn how not to become emotional, how not to become upset at all. Then you'll be in control of your life, feel better about yourself, and start to say the right thing and do the right thing instead of doing the wrong thing. I'll be right back after this announcement. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living, and I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org. or commonsensecounseling.org. My name is Roland. We're having a little chat here, just me and you. I mean, you know, whoever you are, I don't know who you are. But I speak a universal truth. So it doesn't matter, you could be from Sweden, from Germany, from Venezuela, from New Orleans, or Alberta, Canada, or Taiwan, Philippines, Ghana, South Africa. You could be from anywhere. And hearing me, you would hear, if you're amenable to the truth, if deep down in your heart you kind of like the truth, and you hear the truth, and it has a ring of truth to it. Okay? So I have said that your problem is you become too upset. You become emotional. And of course, the flip side of the emotions, I've talked a lot about anger, but I want you to see how anger is what starts it. Anger and resentment. And then you feel empty, and then you feel needy. See, the anger cuts you off from, just like women, they know that if a man gets angry, then sometimes he's good for a little extra loving afterwards. You know what I mean? Because when you feel angry, then you feel like you need love. But the problem is, we look for the wrong kind of love. See, we look for the wrong kind of love to release our tensions and soothe our emotions and so on and so forth. So we look for sex love. See, or we look for human love. See, a lot of kids, their parents are cruel to them. Their parents are mean to them. Their parents are critical, or kids are under pressure. They look for love. Their father's not there for them. See, so they get their mother's love, their mother's tender mercies, which is okay. Mother's love is good for little kids. Little kids need mother's love, but at a certain point, the person needs a different kind of love. They need emotional love, a fatherly love. It's not there, so they go out in the world looking for love. So they have all the kids out there in the world clinging to each other, to their peers. They cling to their peers, and then they get approval and support from their peers. But then they become dependent on their peers, and addicted to the peer group and to the approval of the peer group. So then pretty soon the kids, most of them from not very good homes, with unaware parents. Wrong parents, see, or unaware parents. Then what are they doing? Well, they're having promiscuous sex. They're smoking marijuana, see. They're drinking. And so pretty soon the unloved child whose father is not there for him or her becomes under the domination of the peer group, and then starts to have sex and smoke marijuana and do all the other things that the kids are doing, see? But the peer group love is not really love. And the marijuana love is not love. And the alcohol love is not love. And the heroin love is not love. And the cocaine love is not real love. And you go out in the world looking for one-night stands, and that's not real love. See? Look for a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Sometimes they end up abusing you. See, hurting you. That's not love. See? So where is the love? Remember there was a beautiful song? There was a beautiful song. Was it Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66? I forget. It was kind of a bossa nova type song. Where is the love? It was a beautiful song. Well, that's a good question. Where is the love? Where is the love? Okay. Well, what we need is a fatherly love, an emotionless love, an agape love, see, which is from God. It ought to come through our Father. Our earthly Father ought to have that. He ought to have a bond with His Creator within. He ought to have a bond with His Creator so that the love of the Father comes through Him. See, so it's not even your earthly Father's love, it's love coming through Him. But see, instead, he's cut off. He himself was angry. He himself got cut off from his inner ground of good. So he looked for love. And who did he get love from? From his peer group? From his drinking buddies? From women? So he started looking for a woman's love. See? So the woman became his God.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Roland. We're having a little chat here. I'm talking universally here to basically everybody. We get upset too easily. We become emotional. We make mistakes. We become resentful toward other people. And those emotions lock us into the environment, tie us into the environment. Bond us to the environment. Okay? Now, it's not so bad when a little child bonds emotionally with mommy and daddy or loves his brothers and sisters. You know, that's okay. That's the way we are as little egos. We need that sort of thing. Okay? But then, as the child grows up, becomes a teen, then a young adult, and an adult, the child needs to be weaned from the emotional kind of love. And of course, a man and woman will bond together in holy matrimony, and that's good too. And then and then start a family, and you know, like that. Those are all very proper. But there has to be another factor that comes. See, we have to become less as we become older. We become more mature, less emotional. See, that's why why are airline pilots? You know, I mean, why don't they have 12-year-old airline pilots? 12-year-olds can be very clever. It's because we need someone that's mature, okay? Someone mature. So as we mature, we become more calm, more stable, more in control, less emotional, less upset. You see what I mean? More reasonable. Okay, so that's what you need to become more calm. Calmer, in other words, calmer and more reasonable. All right, so how you can do that? Well, you need to get my meditation, which teaches you how to become still and get out of your negative thoughts. See, the negative thoughts then drive the emotions. Once you become upset, then your mind becomes a flurry of thoughts, most of them negative, wrong thoughts, see, and they mislead you. So you get lost in thoughts. And when you feel bad, you feel unloved, you feel empty, see, then you might have thoughts that come to try to comfort you, but they again deceive you. So what you need is to get out of thoughts, see, and get back in touch with your own inner ground of good so you can flow from within. Okay, so you can flow from within without emotions. You can move intuitively, so you can be self-motivated and self-impelled by what is wise, see? So you can move according to what is wise, what is reasonable, see? What is right intuitively, rather than moving emotionally and reactively, see? It's very, very simple. Then when you calm down and you refine, see, your emotions calm down, you learn to get out of your thinking, then you feel so much better. See, and then you can begin to separate the wheat from the chaff. Then you can begin to see which ideas are not so good, come from a wrong source, come from outside, see, and which ideas spring from intuition. Okay? And so there's a lot of sorting out to do, see, and then you see some things, See, as you meditate, you begin. Then you see where your mistake's been. Oh, I see my mistake. Oh, I see. Oh, here I. Oh, I'm getting angry at this person. Or look, I'm resentful here. Here I'm lost in thinking. So you begin to see these things, and by seeing them, you begin to resolve them, and begin to have order reestablished in your life again. It's just all. See, so everything starts to work for the good. See, all things start to work for the good. So get my meditation. Go to commonsensecounseling.org. commonsensecounseling.org. Okay? Not. I shall be back after this announcement. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Life could be oh so sweet, oh so sweet. You can learn how not to be upset, get back in touch with your own inner ground of good and starting from it and doing what's right, what you know is right in your heart for each moment, and be less angry with people, less resentful. Life will be sweet. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.